former chief executive of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, Tachu Chikata, says he took a firm decision as chief executive of GNPC to contest the financial claim by Societe Generale against the GNPC because the corporation did not accept liability for the claims the bank made. Taking his turn at the commission sitting today, Mr. Chikata said he found it strange that former Minister of Energy, Kandapa, later accused him of taking a position which he, Mr. Chikata, believed was in the interest of the nation.
They had gone to a Houston court and they had sought to have attachment processes executed against the ship whilst it was in Mexico. They were not successful in that. They took the matter to a higher court, an appeal court, and they were also not successful in that process. I found it important to highlight these matters to the Attorney General at the time in my brief because I thought it was necessary for him to be aware of the fact that Societe Generale had tried court processes previously which had not been successful, and we had indications also that they had taken advice in relation to whether they could have acted in relation to the Mexican courts where the ship was working at the time, and also I think the Panamanian courts where the drill ship was registered. They had taken advice and they had themselves recognized that they would not be able to have the ship attached. Now, it was also important to mention and to draw the Attorney General's attention to the fact that the transactions between GNPC and Societe Generale were undertaken through lines of credit that Societe Generale offered to GNPC in an unsecured manner.
Mr. Chikata also expressed dismay at the way the country drill ship was sold by the erstwhile Kufuor administration. He was surprised that a deputy minister of state who does not have the technical capability to determine the viability of the drill ship was given power of attorney to dispose of the ship on behalf of the state.
My Lord, I think indeed that is a serious problem, particularly when you're dealing with corporations like GNPC, which are operating, if I may say so respectfully, in a relatively specialized area of activities, which, you know, people at the level of the minister may not have all the technical information on. And that is why I was saying earlier that in respect of the value of something like the drill ship, I do not have any reason to believe that, you know, the best value can be obtained by somebody who knows very little about what the drill ship really does and what the background of the drill ship's value for the corporation itself is. And I cannot see why, from any sort of national perspective, why it would be better, even if the government wants GNPC to do things differently. It's not clear to me why it is better for the minister or the deputy minister to be the one to be selling assets of the drill ship, such as the drill ship, which they know very little about. They have very little understanding of how to get the best value, in my view. Yes. But as I said, I mean, maybe if we go back to the circumstances that were, you know, in being in 2001, which led to the Minister of Energy having a press conference, making false statements about my person. And I think maybe what they mean by the bizarre situation was that it really was not something meant to comply with the laws. It was something meant to be in a different domain.
In response to a question from the commissioner that he ran a one-man show during his tenure as GNPC boss, Mr. Chikata said he was rather the obedient servant who was always willing to learn.
That was not true.
You know, that was Dr. Champon. That's one-man show.
It was absolutely not true, and I stated quite clearly in my response that it was not true, and I showed clearly. And in fact, this case, the case with Societe Generale, is an example. This was something that was discussed at the board of directors, and approval was given for us to get Bynum and Partners and so on. And I don't believe that when it was decided to kick them out, I don't believe that the board was even notified about that decision. And
whatever rationale there was for that decision. So I did not run a one-man show. You know, one of the things that I am proud of, having run that corporation for 12 years, is that that corporation had talented people, and I had the honor of working with some of the most dedicated and intellectually exciting people to work with that I've ever had in my life. I could not be the one to order about people who had their own professional caliber. When they were talking about geology and geophysics, I would listen and learn. And when they were talking about their engineering and so on, I would listen and learn. When they were talking about their skills in marketing, operations and so on, I listened and learned. I think that that was the strength of the corporation. I did not run a one-man show. In relation to, for instance, derivatives transactions, there was a risk management committee that was created in the corporation that was managing the positions of the corporation in these matters. And I think it's very convenient for some people to try to see GMPC in that light, because when they see it in that light, then when they are doing the wrong things against GMPC, people will just take it that they are just doing something against Chachuchikata so they can get away with it. So I don't believe that there's any basis for that allegation at all. It's a very, very convenient cover for a lot of very strange things that happened in this country.
That was former chief executive of GMPC, Tachu Chikata. We now have on the line our correspondent at the Judgment Debt Commission, Ernest Obianim. Ernest, can you hear me?
Yes, your line is a bit faint, Ibrahim.
Right, let's try it again. Today's sitting seemed relaxed. The emotions we witnessed yesterday with Mr. K.T. Hammond was conspicuously missing. What could be responsible for that? Could you give us an update?
Yeah, the emotions we witnessed yesterday was absent today. And we had police presence. The police officers were all around. They were placed at vantage points. And everything went on smoothly, except that the crowd we witnessed yesterday wasn't that much today.
Right, with regards to the crowd, would you say it is because of the media hype that was given in the case of K.T. Hammond and Mr. Kandapa that may have contributed to the large crowd yesterday?
Ibrahim, it will be difficult to tell what really happened, but I guess, well, people had heard this all over over and over again, so I thought maybe they were reluctant to come. And the fact that yesterday they didn't know that it would be telecast live. But today, once it was done yesterday, they realized that maybe today it will come. So maybe they stayed at home and watched
right.
it from there.
Right. Let's look at some of the substantive issues that were raised by Chikata.
Okay.
The ship we had been... Yeah, but a quick one before that. The ship we had been told had been collateralized, and but Mr. Chikata gave a different version today. Could you give us an inkling of what he...
Yes, he said the ship was not used as a collateral in the transaction between Societe Generale and GNPC. He also said the lawyers for GNPC, Bindone and Partners, were appointed with the approval of the board at that time. He also said the ship was in good condition and was generating income for the corporation. He said people talk about liabilities of the corporation without talking about the assets that it had at the time. And then he mentioned Westel, which was later sold for $120 million. And then the shares it had in Ecobank and then other places. So the corporation wasn't in a mess as it's been speculated around.
Right, Ernest, let's look at this issue. Mr. Chikata's decision then to contest the claims of Societe Generale. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Let's look at Mr. Chikata's decision then to contest the claims of Societe Generale. He claims that Societe Generale even approached the Minister of Finance, Kwame Pepra, to compel government to accept responsibility, but the GMPC stood its ground. Can you also give us an update about that?
I can hardly hear you, but if you are asking about his involvement in the transaction that went south, then I think that they were negotiating. And then at a point, he said, Societe Generale wanted to come down from $40 million. They came to $20 million. They wanted to accept $20 million, which was not accepted by GNPC because they wanted to come down to I think, $12 million.
Right, NS, that will be all for now. That was our correspondent at the judgment that certain Ernest Obianim.